you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
Every search you make, every click you take, they'll be watching you.
Tired of companies like Google and Facebook watching everything you do online? There's actually a simple solution. DuckDuckGo. It's an all-in-one privacy app with a built-in private search engine, web browser, one-click data clearing, email protection, and more. All for free. Download the app today and get the most comprehensive privacy protection with the push of a button. DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Texas said, best way for DJ to keep his job is to run the ball more. What do you think? Look, I think he needs to run when he has the opportunity, yes. But look, this guy, listen, this guy's claim to fame is hitting that back foot and throwing the football. That's his claim to fame. He's got to find that again. He's got to find the guy who went to Notre Dame. He has to find that guy. And the people around him have to help him find that guy. Because that guy can win a lot of games. That guy can win every game he plays. The guy we watched last year can't. So, you know, the weight loss, fine. Does it add to some quickness, either running the ball or mechanically in his delivery, perhaps? Does it allow him to extend plays a little more? Perhaps. But the bottom line is, you know, listen, he's never going to make his pay grade as a runner, right? I think he can be a much more effective runner than he demonstrated last year, as the texter correctly says. But if he's going to maintain this job, he's going to need to throw the ball effectively, accurately, on time, be able to stretch the field. Other guys have to help him. Other guys have to help him. And like I said, listen, if you're looking for blame, there are plenty of mirrors to go around. Everything from coaching to the players themselves. You got to look at yourselves. You got to look inward for the answers, and you got to say, I've got to be better. I've got to help my quarterback. I've got to help him. I got to give him a chance. And then if he's given the chance and he still doesn't do it, well, that's when you change. But right now, everyone has to look at themselves and realize that none of them played up to expectations. As I said, Davis Allen and McFadden, and I'm done. Nobody that I could think of played up to expectations other than those two guys. Josh, how are you?
Hey, Walt, I'm good. How you doing?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Hey, I want to hear your take on something. I completely agree, you know, with what you're talking about, but, you know, I think the best part of Clemson's offense was their run game last year.
Correct.
And I think that the offensive line gets a kind of unfair shake on this deal because the run game was the best part of the offense. Well, they rely on the RPO so much. And then when they send more than you can block, you got to account for it with the hot route. I think your problem, you know, your receivers have got to get better. And I'd like to hear your take on that. I think the line played good enough to win, honestly. But, you know, you got to have help in protection from the backfield and the hot routes and the RPO reads. And, you know, I think the line did about as much as they was capable of doing. I'd just like to hear what you think about that.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Josh. I appreciate the call. I would say that I would divide the offensive line play into two halves. I thought the first half they were horrible. Horrible. And I thought the second half they were much better. I thought the second half, the second half, you developed a little continuity. You became a running football team. And offensive linemen like to run the ball, and you found something that worked. There was never anything pretty offensively, but the second half of last year, you found a way to grind out games, to let your defense and your running game control it, and just win. Just found ways to win. Found ways to get to that 10-win plateau. You know, because it wasn't easy. It wasn't pretty. Most of the times it was ugly, quite honestly. But yeah, there's no question. The wide receivers, if I had to rank problems in order, wide receivers would have been first. I thought they were horrific. I mean, Dexter said, very disappointed in their play, didn't help DJ at all. Our receiving corps last year was the worst I've seen since, like, 2009 at Clemson. Yeah. Yeah. That's Dexter 804. Yeah, the receivers were terrible. Again, the starting receivers were Ngata, Latson, and Ross. Ross is coming back from his issue, and then he's put at slot receiver, and none of that worked. Ngata, you know... And Gatto, when he's healthy, is great, but that's like almost never to this point. You know, he had like 400 yards receiving, and he had like, I believe he had like two or three 100-yard games, including one against Georgia. And then Latson, you don't even need to talk about Latson. Latson's on a milk carton. I mean, Latson never played at all. I mean, he's going to be the guy who's going to take the top off the defense line, take the top off nothing, take the top off the milk carton. You know, hit your GPS so we know where you are. I mean, that's where we were. And so, you know, Latson vanished and Gatta wasn't healthy and the Ross thing didn't work. And Ross is, look, Russ's athletic testing, the RAS numbers were terrible. They were just bad after the season. And so you could see why he wasn't, none of them were getting separation. There was nowhere to go with the ball. These guys were not getting open. The O-line was not blocking anybody. The run game was not working. The receivers got no separation, nor did they block anybody. And when the ball did hit them, they dropped it. The receiving group was basically like a straight F. And that group needs to be dramatically better. Now, again, the salvation for the receiving group was some of the younger guys late in the year. You know, E.J. Williams was dealing with something all year. I'm convinced of that. But, you know, the Collinses, Bo and Takari, I thought, they showed some things late in the year, and Ngata still has the raw promise that he's had since he got here. And somebody wrote me earlier and said, well, this is sort of like a contract year for Ngata, isn't it? Yes, absolutely. If this guy ever wants to play pro football, this is it. And you're not getting there by flashing for, you know, let me tell you how you don't get there. You're not going to get there by catching 200 yards of balls against, I don't know, NC State, and then missing eight games. You're not getting there. The NFL is just crossing you out after this year if you don't stay on the field. He has great talent. Great talent. Dude had 100 yards receiving against Georgia when everything else was going haywire. That tells you his talent level. But you got to stay on the field. There comes a point where you've got to play through some pain. And I'm not talking about any one specific injury, but I'm saying if you want to be great, you got to just realize this is a physical game and you're just going to have to stay out there. Because if you're not, somebody else is taking your place. But, yeah, I mean, I think Bo Collins definitely flashed. I think Dakari Collins flashed. I think E.J. Williams has more ability. I think you now have some slot receiver options, which should help. And let's be honest, you don't have to the bar from last year, not set high. You don't have to go far to beat what happened last year. But listen, I think that if healthy, Bo Collins will lead this team in receptions this year, and if healthy, I think Ngata will lead them in yards. And I think there's a chance for a significant improvement on offense. Significant. And what I'm saying is there has to be. There just has to be. Georgia Jeff and Rory. Georgia Jeff. Jeff, how are you?
Walter, how are you?
How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing all right. I was, talking about the offensive line, and last year with Georgia, it was we had a pretty good offensive line, but the focus was the defense and everything. Well, fast forward to this year, I feel like it's kind of flipped the script to a certain degree.
Yep.
I feel like Georgia has the best offensive line in all of football coming back this year. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm ready to crown them the best offensive line in all of football. I think Notre Dame might have something to say about that. Wisconsin always has something to say about that. I don't know if I'm ready to make that assertion, but I do think as a whole, I think your offense might be your strongest unit this year, which would be saying something. I mean, I think the defense is coming back down to earth. They'll still be good, but nowhere near as good as you were last year. Because, you know, here's the thing. You know, there may not be anybody that good for the next 25 years, anybody. So I think your defense was truly special and elite last year. I think that unit comes back down to earth this year, despite some of the obvious talent, starting with Carter at defensive tackle. But I also think your secondary is going to be pretty good. I think your secondary might be improved depending on what type of pass rush you get. But I do think the offense is going to be dramatically better still. I think the offensive line should be good. I think you have plenty of options of running back, guys who can catch the ball out of the backfield. And as you know, what I love most of all is the combination of Stetson Bennett's experience with four tight ends that could play for anybody in the country. That group of tight ends at Georgia, in all the years I've done this, this is the best I've ever seen in college football. I mean, I'm assuming Bowers is healthy when I say that.
Yeah, I agree. Now, I will say this. I'm not going to play this game about, we're not going to have a drop-off at all on defense. We are. That defense is going to have a drop-off.
Oh, yeah.
Now, again, like you said, there's – I don't think they're going to be Tennessee bad, but I do expect to give up some points and yards and stuff because you can't just lose those three interior defensive linemen, similar to what Clemson had a few years ago, and just not expect to have some type of drop-off.
Well, and all the linebacker experience you had.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it just doesn't work that way. I say that to say, are you buying the hype of Ringo being the top cornerback in next year's draft? Are you buying that hype at all?
I've already addressed
on the guy.
Yeah, I think I already addressed this with you. I mean, because I told you before, I think Ringo has all sorts of talent. I mean, you're talking about a 6'2" corner with real explosiveness and athleticism. I mean, you know, if I
he gets burned a lot though. He was young.
He was young. You know, I mean, guys get better. Now, that's the thing that people forget, and it's the one thing that people need to still give DJ Uiagalelei a little bit of grace on, is that guys get better. Kenny Pickett did not get drafted in round one off of his prior 4 years of college football, I can tell you that. You know, because nobody would have drafted him for anything except, you know, handing out burgers at the window prior to last year.
Right. Yeah, I agree with that. All right, well, last thing, and I'll take it off there. Georgia's offensive line will be stellar, if not the best, if we can keep Warren Erickson on the bench. And I'll take it off here.
Little Erickson hatred there. That's unfortunate. Rory, I'm going to come right to you on the other side. You'll be first up. Yeah, look, I think Georgia's offensive line will be good. I don't know about best in the country. I need to think about that. I think Notre Dame's offensive line will be good. I think there's several other good offensive lines around the country. In all honesty, that's an area most teams need to get better in. Like I said, the ACC, the best offensive line in the ACC last year was NC State. It was largely because of Ekwonu. Other than that, there were no offensive lines that I would want to talk up. I mean, I think the best you got other than that was serviceable or worse. Let me tell you about my friends at First Class Halt. Hey, look, Halt's an acronym. It stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does like Halt. They're the best in the industry. All their techs have 15 to 35 years worth of experience with these specific makes and models. They give you a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty. They never do any work you don't authorize. They never do any work you don't need. Go read the reviews. Listen to what people call in here. They talk about their honesty and integrity. Why are you settling for pedestrian? You go out to dinner with your wife or whatever. You don't say, hey, honey, let's go to the pedestrian steak place. Do you? So why would you let your vehicle, like your second most expensive possession, unless you own a yacht, you know, why would you let your vehicle be cared for by some pedestrian place? You try First Class Halt. You will never go back where you're going now. June specials, all locations. Get your vehicle ready for vacation, the hot summer weather. $159.95 regularly, now just $99.95. That includes like virtually everything. Oil change, tire rotation, 32-point safety inspection. Check the AC performance, operation, and cabin microfilter condition. Check the coolant system, freeze point protection alarm. You see, on and on and on. Do that. It's summer. It's hot. Except for today. All locations booked now. $100 off any Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota timing belt package. All locations booked now. 10% off any major mileage. 30K, 60K, 90K, etc. All locations BG flush. $25 off any BG flush service. Brake, transmission, power steering flush, top end engine induction cleaning service. All now at First Class Halt. Three locations to serve you. Greenville, Anderson, the brand new Cherrydale location at 3050 North Pleasantburg Drive. You'll thank me later. Tell them I sent you. Quick break.
Skeptic about septic? Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Did you know your septic tank should be pumped every 3 to 5 years? With their maintenance plan, you don't need to worry. They take care of it. When it comes to septic tanks, prevention through routine maintenance is key. Their plumbers are fully trained, licensed, and qualified to provide the best experience the first time. So whether you need a pump or repair, don't be a skeptic on septic. Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Visit online at theplumbingexperts.com. They won't let you down.
Hey everyone, John Hyde here. Be sure to check out my new podcast, Off the Clock, where my favorite Roar host and myself all sit around and talk sports unfiltered. New episodes each Monday at theroarfm.com.
Hey Tiger fans, Morgan Hurt Coleman here with Morgan Coleman Real Estate. I would love the opportunity to be your real estate professional for your upcoming move. As a Clemson soccer alumnus, I'm ever loyal to Clemson University for giving me the tools to be successful on and off the field, which has translated into my real estate career. As a native of the upstate, I have a passion for teaming up with my clients, serving their real estate needs, and developing lifelong relationships. If you are looking to buy or sell your next home in the greater Greenville area or Lake communities and want a Division I experience, let's team up today. Visit MorganColemanRealEstate.com.
For over 90 years, George Coleman Ford has taken care of tens of thousands of customers looking for a car, truck, or SUV. That same commitment to their customers drives George Coleman Ford as they look to buy your pre-owned vehicle right now. Pre-owned prices are at a premium due to lack of new vehicle inventory nationwide. Their buying process is seamless with no hassle or hidden fees, quick and easy with a check in your hands. Trust me, George Coleman Ford is ready to buy your used vehicle.
Keep it homegrown this July 4th with Carolina Fireworks, a local family-owned fireworks store with five upstate locations featuring brands unique to the upstate like Raccoon, Dominator Demon, Conqueror Shells, and Excalibur Platinum. Carolina Fireworks has custom packages or a la carte. Everything you could imagine to make your July 4th celebration a bang. On Highway 29 at the Georgia Line, Augusta Road at 85, Whitehorse Road near Waffle House, and two locations in Easley, or carolinafireworks.net.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
For years, we've shared with you why Roto-Rooter should be your plumber. You've told us about the great work Roto-Rooter does for your home and your business. That same Roto-Rooter we promote is also a great place to work. In fact, your earning potential as a plumber with Roto-Rooter is up to you, with compensation ranging from $50,000 to $100,000 plus and full benefits. Roto-Rooter locally invests in your health benefits, in your well-being, and in your future. Studies indicate that one in seven plumbing jobs in America is done by a Roto-Rooter plumbing professional. And with the continued strong growth in homes and new businesses across the Carolinas, you'll have plenty of work to keep you busy and earn between $50,000 and $100,000 plus. Roto-Rooter's been around nearly 90 years, and the local owners have been a part of that legacy for over 30. Find out more at rotocareers.com. That's rotocareers.com. You'll thank me later.
Celebrate July 4th with Big Zack's Fireworks. Big Zack's offers a huge variety for all of your fireworks needs. They have a huge selection to choose from. Artillery shells, Roman candles, 500-gram cakes, sparklers, firecrackers, fountains, and assorted fireworks packages. Available while supplies last. Big Zack's Fireworks has been around since 1993 and two locations in Anderson, right off of I-85 on exit 27 or on exit 19B on Clemson Boulevard. Happy 4th from Big Zack's Fireworks.
Landscaper Supply, the upstate's premier Toro equipment dealer and leader for outdoor landscaping and lawn care, has moved and expanded their Easley store and added Ace Hardware. They're at 6420 Calhoun Memorial Highway and featuring Toro lawn equipment and now an Ace Hardware as well. See their other locations in Greer, Simpsonville, Greenville, and Piedmont online at landscapers-supply.com. The relocated and expanded Easley store at 6420 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Landscaper Supply.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
105.5 and 97.5. We are The Roar. Where every day is game day.
A boy, I thought it just came to the earth, but I never could tell what's mine, so it didn't matter anyway. My only pride and joy was his ragged down.
Walt Dip to the Road Rage. We've gotten real far in the ACC football discussion today. Remember, we've covered Clemson.
Well,
yeah, that's right.
It needs to be covered.
That's right. It does. And so, you know, we'll get to the rest tomorrow, next day. Interesting conversation. I appreciate all the contributions on the text line, et cetera. You can get in on the phone lines, too, if you want. Rory, I'm coming to you in a minute. Let me just address this because I've had multiple people send me this. And this is Doug Gottlieb. I don't know if he's the original one who reported this. I have no idea. But Justin has sent me this, and it's Doug Gottlieb. Remember, Doug Gottlieb, the guy who got kicked out of Notre Dame for, you know, allegedly stealing credit cards. That Doug Gottlieb. Gottlieb here saying, Casey Close never told Freddie Freeman about the Braves' final offer. I don't know how Gottlieb would know that, if he's the original one reporting, which I don't know. That's why Freeman fired him. He found out in Atlanta this week, and it isn't that weird to have happened to MLB, but it happened. Close knew Freddie would have taken the Atlanta deal. Okay, first thing, my first thought on this, I don't know there's a single word of that that's true. I think we need to stop accepting every single thing that is said on social media as being true. All right. And then when the parrots all repeat it 150 times or a million times, it becomes accepted as gospel. Okay. I don't know there's a single word of that that's true. I have no idea. I don't have the foggiest idea. You know what else? I don't care. I don't care. What do you want to do? You know, and let me just say this, because one guy brought this up on Twitter, Daniel, as like a mitigating factor for Freddie Freeman. Okay, now it's all right. Now we know. No, we don't. What I know is I got a guy who is being paid by the Los Angeles Dodgers who is acting like he still plays for Atlanta. I think he's like the biggest baby on the planet right now. I have never said a bad word about Freddie Freeman my whole life. In fact, I've made excuses for him. When he wasn't driving in runs early in his career, like 2017 and prior, I kept saying it's because nobody's on base. This guy's playing like an MVP, but nobody's on base. I've never had anything but respect for Freddie Freeman the way he played. But then, lest we forget, the negative story started coming out. Ronald Acuna did not like him. Did we forget that? Did we forget that your star player did not like him, thought that he treated Acuna badly? Have we forgotten that already? I haven't forgotten it. I wonder whether the town would have been big enough for the both of them. You know, it's wonderful. You have that little thing at first base. That's great. That's not living with each other every day. Acuna and Freeman did not get along. They did not get along. So I think it may have been best from Atlanta's standpoint that you look to a younger player to replace him anyway. But the point is, this is still an effort by him to not be a Dodger. It's more of the same. Every Dodger player saw it. Every Dodger player saw it. So I don't think this changes anything to my way of thinking. It's just, it's just a guy who's trying to live like two lives. And he is not respecting his present employer, nor is he respecting his Dodger teammates. It's easy to look at this from the Atlanta side and say, oh, you know, Freddie, we still love you. Come back, you know, this kind of stuff. But it's funny how things change because Braves fans hated him when these Acuna stories came out. Freeman was getting trashed on social media. Trashed. Wow. Absolutely trashed, and with good reason. Apparently, Acuna said some really negative things about Freeman. And if they're true, you wouldn't have wanted Freeman around for that reason, around your young star player. But we seem to have forgiven and forgotten all that because he's not here now. But Freeman, you know, again, with this whole issue of the agent, I don't think it's a mitigating factor. I think dude is still not happy that he's not in Atlanta. Well, that's what we saw this weekend. We saw you disrespect your present team. The people are paying your salary and the players on your team. And if you didn't want this to happen, Freddie, guess who this is on? It's on you. It's on you. If you really wanted to be in Atlanta, then you should have made sure your agent and or the Atlanta Braves knew that. It's on you. It's not on anybody else. It's not on the agent. I'm so sick of these people who want to blame everybody else all the time for your issues. Know what's going on, dude. Act in your own best interest. Fire your agent in advance. Speak to Atlanta yourself. I mean, you've been there 15 years. This thing to me just gets sorrier and sorrier every day. I do not think there's any mitigating circumstance in this. Go be a Dodger, Freddie. Go be a Dodger. That's who's paying your paycheck. It's over, okay? The little romance is over. And maybe both sides need to get over that. Enough is enough already.
I mean, to me, this dude looks like a bigger brat every day. And it makes me think that, oh, maybe Acuna was onto something to begin with. That we want to sweep that under the rug. Terry said, hey, Walt, have you seen the dude get attacked by a bison? No, I have not. I've seen it other times, but no, I haven't seen this particular one. Rory, how are you?
I'm fantastic, Walt. What a great show.
Thank you, Rory.
Appreciate it, each and every minute of it. You were talking a little bit earlier about Clemson being eighth in total defense. Is that the term you used?
Yes. By the way, Matt in the big brown truck says, at this point, Walt, let's change the crying Jordan to the crying Freddie emoji. If we had that poll again today, we're going to have Freddie come from behind and take down Terrell as the biggest crier.
Yeah.
I think you have to look at it from outside your own lens, you know, with some of these things. Outside your own lens. And outside your own lens, this guy's not being a very good Dodger. I know that. All right, Roy. Sorry. Go on. Carry on. Thank you on the comments on the show.
Well, now, of course, you made me get lost somewhere.
Didn't take much.
Oh, I was talking about Clemson's defense. Clemson's defense.
Yeah. Number eight. Like number two or three or somewhere, because, again, the offense was so bad that the defense was constantly put in bad position. That defense was better than eight, is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. And the fact that it had so many injuries. I mean, how many games did Brian Brissy actually play?
Right.
Three?
Right.
Four?
Yeah, injuries, injuries are a factor. But the defense played really, really well. And again, when your offense is 100th and you're not moving the ball and you're making your defense face short fields and your defense is always on the field, eight is pretty amazing.
Yeah, exactly. And then to be, what did we end up, 10-3? You know, it's still, you know, a 10-game win, you know, 10-win season. I think this defense is going to be stifling. I think they're going to shut people down. But then on the other side of the thing, we got to get the running backs loose. We got to block downfield, like you mentioned. Ngata has got to be Ngata, if he can be Ngata. You know, like what you always say about who was that, Marv Levy? Availability is the best ability or something like that. I can't remember.
Well, Marty Schottenheimer, but you got the M right. Yeah. The best ability is availability.
Yeah. Oh, Schottenheimer said that, not Marv Levy. Okay. Marv Levy probably said, golly, I can't believe we lost four in a row. That's probably what Marv Levy said. But anyway, I like Marv Levy as a head coach. Did you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you wanted to be a runner-up in the Super Bowl, he was your guy.
Oh my goodness! I just can't wait for football. I'm psyched. You know, these summer months. You know, you talk a lot of baseball, but I really enjoyed a little bit of NASCAR talk you had yesterday, and. I didn't mean to put Joey Logano and Kevin Harvick in the same place as Richard Petty.
But you did.
Or anything like that. I meant that, you know, these guys could, you know, not really parallel. You know, so many teams are so much better, and there's so many better drivers now in the equipment. It's a lot different. And, you know, I kind of heard, I think it was Ed saying that, you know, people think that NASCAR drivers and race car drivers aren't athletes. No, those guys are in tremendous shape, and they work really hard at it. The guys in the pit crews work really hard at it. It's a rough job. You know, Walt, you've driven 8 or 9 hours at one time. Does that take a toll on your body? I mean, you know, I mean, it's rough.
Yeah.
Truck drivers have a rough job. You know, driving anything is rough. Well, thanks so much. I appreciate you, bud.
Yep, thank you, Rory. You know, again, true, but the machine does a ton of the work. You know, it would be like crediting the jockey for secretariat. Okay, That's the point. You know, Ed, who's on hold, could have run or navigated Secretariat to a triple crown. Ed could have rode Secretariat to a triple crown.
Oh, don't tell him that.
Yeah, you know, it's true. I mean, anybody could have. You know, I was asked about that, by the way. I was asked about that. Text your 828 when I went from loved the show the other day to he thinks I'm wrong about Freddie Freeman. Thinks I'm heartless. Yeah, no, look, this is not hard. His Dodger teammates are questioning him with good reason. All right, he plays for the Dodgers. You need to get over it. He's a Dodger, okay? I know you, and he can't get past that. He's a Dodger. Dude's being paid by the Dodgers. His teammates are Dodgers. And if anyone's to blame for this, it's him. And by the way, he wasn't as great a teammate as everyone wanted to make him out to be. Ask Ronald Acuna. We just, like I said, we just want to forget that. When I act like that didn't happen. We've already heard from Acuna what he thinks, what he really thought of Freddie Freeman. You know, again, the 2 minutes together at first base, that's all wonderful. That's nothing to do with playing every day. Trust me, Ronald Acuna does not want to play with Freddie Freeman every day. Does not want to be on the same team as Freddie Freeman every day. That's been proven. But we forget that. But the point is, we see it from our side. We don't see it from the other side. That's what people are doing. That's what you're doing, Texter. That's what you're doing right now. He's not a Brave. Get over it. He's a Dodger. He needs to get over it, too. He signed the deal. No one made him sign it. Grow the freak up. He's the guy. You're the captain of your own ship. Don't blame this on the agent. Where were you, Freddie? Where were you from the time the season ended? If you really wanted to be a Brave, maybe you should have made that known. Now you're a Dodger, though. So now you're a Dodger, so you're taking their money and you're playing with their players, teammates with those guys. Act like it. Act like it. This isn't high school or something like that. Good grief, you've been in this league for 15 years. You don't know how it works? You don't know what's going on? Ed, I'm coming right to you on the other side. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break.
Hey, guys, don't embarrass yourself at the beach this summer with that old belly hanging out. Come get that weight off today at Low Country Mail. It's time to make an appointment, get your testosterone up, and get that big old belly under control. We offer testosterone replacement, growth hormone peptides, ED, hair replacement, and Wegovy weight loss, all with easy payment plans that include doctor visits, labs, and medication. Make men men again, lowcountrymail.com. Book today, lowcountrymail.com.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
If your family is faced with the decision to file a wrongful death lawsuit, it's important to know exactly what you need and how to get what you deserve. If your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, it's time for justice. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, and his office staff are here to help you through each step of the legal process. Call for your free consultation, 864-654-3680. That's 864-654-3680 to schedule your free consultation with attorney Nick Lavery today.
It's time to discover the perfect gift at Turner's Jewelers. You'll find dazzling jewelry guaranteed to make her smile on a special occasion or just because. Stunning silver and gold, gems and diamonds, earrings, watches, and so much more. Choose a wedding band as beautiful as she is and as bold as you. Plus, Turner's can custom create any piece for your lifestyle. Find the sparkle in every moment online at turnersjewelers.com or stop by Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca.
Hi, this is Jeff with the Pound Cake Man. And in case you haven't heard, we're getting ready to open a new location in Greenville. Not only will you be able to get the made-from-scratch pound cakes you've grown to love from our Clemson location, you will also find delicious deli food from Clayton's Deli. Hot sandwiches, cool salads, soups, and more. Don't worry, the Clemson location will still be here on Old Greenville Highway. We're just making it easier for our Greenville customers. Come see us in the next few weeks as we open at 1628 East North Street. The Pound Cake Man, just delicious.
George Coleman Ford wants you to know right now is the time to order your new Ford car, truck, or SUV and save money. In doing so, you'll get all the current incentives and, if the available incentives improve, once your new George Coleman Ford arrives, you'll get the better of the two. George Coleman Ford has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. And don't forget, there are never any document or closing fees at George Coleman Ford, a customer-focused culture for over 90 years. George Coleman Ford.
There's nothing like a July 4th celebration with fireworks from Carolina Fireworks. Locally owned and operated by the same family for generations. Featuring Raccoon, Dominator Demon, Excalibur Platinum, and Conqueror Shells. They can create a custom package or you can buy a la carte. Either way, they have what you want to make your party a success. Call in orders at 888-850-0077 or go to carolinafireworks.net for locations and more information. Carolina Fireworks.
My Garage by Essex, the go-to place for vehicle maintenance. Whether it's your newer or older vehicle, we even repair those old classics of your grandparents that need some major maintenance or repairs to keep them going like the old days. We are professionals that perform high-quality workmanship with high-quality parts. Please stop in to see us at 551 Old Greenville Highway, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or give us a call at 864-633-5800.
My name is Anna. I live in Seneca, and I'm a real person. The Max Life Change 6-month program saved my life. Because I have Parkinson's, it was starting to take over my life, and I was in bed a lot. I wasn't getting anything done. I knew I had to do something to get my life back on track. It turns out that the Max Life Change 6-month program is what I needed. It has given me a new outlook on life. Not very difficult at all. This was my first life change program, and it's different than a gym, much different than a gym. And I am so happy to be back doing things that I enjoy. I'm off medication of my hyperthyroidism. What I like about this life-changing program is everybody in there is rooting for you. It's like family. I would tell anyone that wants to lose weight, cut back their meds, and get their life back to call Max Life Change.
Make today the day you book your free consultation with Max Life Change. Call 864-364-1334. Online at maxlifechange.com.
With the largest coverage of any sports talk station in the upstate, nobody does it better than us. We are 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar, where every day is game day.
Where it began, I can't begin to know him, but then I know it's growing strong. Hand, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Good, we are back. John Romy Rooney said, "Well, you're not being consistent. You said that Gottlieb's comments might be true, but Acuna's are not." We heard Acuna's comments. We read and heard them. We didn't make that up. Stop. And I don't care what Gottlieb said is true or not. It's of no consequence to me. It doesn't change the equation. It's still Freeman acting like he's a Brave. He's not. He's a Dodger. Act like a friggin' adult. Handle it after the season if you have some problem. But all this guy keeps doing is telling his Dodger teammates that he doesn't want to be there. Well, you took their money. You're playing alongside them. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't get it. I think he needs to grow up. I think he's not being an adult at all. I think he's handled it incredibly poorly. I don't think you can handle it worse than he has. And I think he is to blame for his situation. He wants to blame other people now. He wants to blame the agent because the agent didn't do this. You're an adult. You've been in the league 15 years. You've been with the franchise that long. You have no contacts? You think Chipper Jones would have handled it this way? Stop. Stop. Stop making excuses for this guy. Ed, how are you, Ed?
Chipper Jones would have been injured with a foot injury or something.
Yeah, but he would not have left. He would not have left. He would not have done this.
Now, are you talking about Doug Gottlieb?
Yeah.
He's a clown anyway.
Well, okay, there may have been other people who reported this too. I don't know who was the first to report it. Someone sent me the Gottlieb thing.
By the way, I appreciate the shout out that I could have won the Triple Crown on Secretariat.
How about that, Ed?
I was 7 years old at the time, which means I was the size of the jockey.
So there wouldn't have had to be any adjustment for weight.
No, all I'd have had to know was how to steer a horse. Other than that, and on your comment about, and look, stock car drivers are athletes because of the heat. Now they've got a lot better stuff than they used to.
Wait a minute. Then is an astronaut awesome athlete because of the heat, or how about a chef? How about a chef in midsummer? It's a short order cook. Who's working in the kitchen? It's 120 degrees. Is he an athlete because of the heat?
It's a little bit different, but with a car, it's about one third crew, one third car, one third driver. And here's why.
Okay.
There are some drivers that can take a first place car, and the best they can do is finish sixth because they don't know how to drive.
I don't doubt that. I mean, I'm sure there are people who could have, you know, taken Clemson or Alabama's football teams when they've won national titles recently and coached them into lesser finishes too. But that doesn't mean that we reward them. You know, I don't know.
Dale Earnhardt, the reason I ranked him ones, he could take a fifth place car and finish first. Yeah. He could take a tenth place car and finish third, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But it's a different animal altogether. Since Rory brought up he liked the NASCAR stories, I'm going to tell you one of the funniest ones I ever heard. You remember Buddy Baker, right?
Yeah.
Well, his dad was Buck Baker, and he was racing back with Petty in the early days, and that's Lee Petty, not Richard Petty. And so someone finally got the wise idea to invent the thing where they could get a drink of water into their helmets, which was an awesome invention at the time. And Buck Baker had the grand idea.
Hey, Ed, not to interrupt your story, but the texters are alive and well. Texas said, I saw a guy at Hardee's that I'm sure made my burger today. He ain't no athlete.
That was a good one. But Buck Baker said, I got the idea. I'd like to have a cool drink of beer out there. So he got him to pour a couple beers in his little thing for the water. And he said after two laps around North Wilkesboro, he said he looked like a damn washing machine going around the track.
That's funny.
Listen, and actually, I've been listening to the Clemson talk. Well, I don't know if they can get everything right on offense as far as downfield blocking, offensive line, this, that, and the other. Thinking it may take another year. Now, if this defense is as good as advertised, they might come lean on it like they did a few years back to gel about midseason. But they're not going to have time for that because they're going to play in six states before midseason.
Well, yeah, and there's a stretch of games. Even that game at BC, you know, after the big games, then you're going to have that game at BC, which is a dangerous game. Because, you know, if you remember, you know, we saw Djokovic come down here, and in the early moments of that game, what did he throw for, like 125 yards in the first quarter of that game? And then Clemson made some defensive adjustments, but Djokovic was torching Clemson here for the first quarter of that game. You know, and remember the other thing about this, you know, people complain about schedules. You know who should be complaining? Boston College, because they played, what is it, three straight years they played here? And so finally they get a return game. And, you know, and after those other big games, they're going to be ready for that game. That's a little tricky spot on the Clemson schedule.
Yeah, and look, I've got faith in Dabo and the coaching staff. But in the end, players got to play. They got to execute. And I'm just not 100% sold that they're going to go out there and do that. You're right. This fall camp is going to be huge, so we'll see. But anyway, I'd like to thank everybody for the fact that in 1973 I could have won the Triple Crown. And go Cardinals.
Yes. Ed could have won the Triple Crown, 100%. All right, Ramon, tell me, we got to tell people again about the poll, and tell me what's going on in the poll.
Okay, the question is, who will lead Clemson in combined sacks and tackles for loss?
Okay. Yeah, again, who will lead Clemson in combined sacks and tackles for loss? I believe last year the answer to that would have been Miles Murphy, and Trenton Simpson finished second, I believe, in that category on last year's team. Now, you're going to have some position move for Trenton Simpson, and you know, we'll need to see whether Murphy is utilized the exact same way. But I think there are some new players in this mix that will be interesting to watch in terms of this category. And I think there are as many as six guys who could factor in this. So I gave you all six guys as choices to respond to. Again, go to the website, www.theroarfm.com. It's in the upper right-hand corner where you'll see polls, and you'll find it there. All right, Ramona. So, again, the question was, who will lead Clemson in combined sacks and tackles for loss last year?
The choices are Brian Brzee, Barrett Carter, Tyler Davis, Miles Murphy, Trenton Simpson, and Xavier Thomas.
Okay. Yeah, and, you know, a guy to watch in this category, I think, might be Carter. I mean, Carter's not going to get any love in this, and I know why, but I think his role might see him making plays behind the line of scrimmage. You know, we'll see how that all plays out. But so far, I'm assuming that Murphy is winning.
Miles Murphy has 42.9%.
Wow. Wow, 42.9% for Miles Murphy.
Yes.
I did not think that anyone would dominate this category to that degree.
And Trenton Simpson, he's in second with 28.6. And then Brian Brzee is 14.3. Let's see. Xavier Thomas is 9.5. Tyler Davis is 4.8.
You know, the sack part, okay? There's no one that necessarily projects as a double-digit sack guy, and so this might come down to tackles for loss. And in fact, it probably will. So in other words, and I don't know what the numbers were. I don't have them in front of me right now. But I just guessing based on what I saw, Miles Murphy probably had eight and a half sacks and probably, I don't know, 16 tackles for loss, something like that, something of that sort. So his number last year would have been 24.5. If it was 8.5 sacks and 16 tackles for loss, it would have been 24.5. But the category is probably going to be won by the guy who leads in tackles for loss. Unless multiple guys are close in that regard, then the sacks will separate them. Regardless, you know, I think you got a bunch of guys there who are going to make plays behind the line of scrimmage. You know, we talk about this all the time. I believe the number one defensive stat now, other than creating turnovers, which some people believe in as a legitimate stat and others don't. Regardless, I think the most important stat in football, in college football today, is tackles for loss. Because as I said, I think these offenses are just too darn good. So if you can never set them back, I don't think you can win. Not the highest level. I think you have to have enough defense to understand that you're not going to win the day. We've seen these national championship games that are, you know, 42 to 40, these kinds of things, 42 to 37, these kinds of deals, because it's an offensive game. And you've got to be able defensively. You're not going to win the day. You're not going to hold somebody to 14 points or something in a meaningful game like a playoff game. It's not how you're going to win. You're going to win because you get an extra stop. That's going to be the distinction. And what that comes down to is tackles for loss. The ability to set somebody back. The ability to set somebody back. Tester 940 says Xavier Thomas has a chip on his shoulder. He will be a force to be reckoned with. We'll see. What is Xavier Thomas in the poll?
9.5.
So is he in last? No.
Oh, it goes.
Tyler Davis.
It goes.
Last.
Miles Murphy, Trenton Simpson, and then Brian Brisee.
Yeah.
And then Xavier Thomas.
That might be how I have it. I don't know. I want to think about it myself a little bit. That poll is up there. Go answer. It'll be up there till tomorrow.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Did you book the Townsend's 10th anniversary ticket?
Alona's travel agency is overbooked and experiencing delays. She needs to land a new project manager to clear her business's runways.
Yes, Mrs. O'Hara, we checked.
Pygmy goats do not count as emotional support animals.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by interviewing on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Julie Terry here with Duck Donuts Greenville. Greg and I are very thankful for your continued